From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Japan is unhappy over yet another North Korean missile launch. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the ocean off of its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests. The U.S. military said it detected two simultaneous missile launches. One was successful. The other exploded immediately after launch. Officials say the missile, believed to be a medium-range Rodam missile, was fired just before 8 a.m. Wednesday from Unyul in the country's western Wanghai province. Flew about 1,000 kilometers before landing in or close to Japanese waters. The Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned North Korea's launch during a news conference hours later in Tokyo. Abe said it is a considerable threat for our national security that North Korea's missile has landed in Japan's exclusive economic zones. I firmly protested against North Korea's unforgivable action, which is in obvious defiance of UN Security Council resolutions. Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S. and South Korea. The United States immediately responded to the test Wednesday, warning the North Koreans that it is ready to defend itself and its allies from any provocation. Russia denies claims from Syrian rebels and human rights groups that it was behind a reported chlorine gas attack Tuesday in the same area where a Russian helicopter was shot down the day before. That according to Russian state media. Aid workers in the northwest said Tuesday a helicopter dropped barrels of toxic gas on a town near the besieged city of Aleppo. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International say some 1,200 men, women, and children who sought refuge in Australia and were forcibly transferred to the remote Pacific island nation of Nauru are suffering severe abuse, inhumane treatment, and neglect. Phil Mercer has more for VOA from Sydney.
A new report by human rights groups claims that a failure to address the inhumane treatment of those held on Nauru appears to be a deliberate plan to inflict suffering to deter future migrants from arriving in Australia by boat. Anna Neistat is a senior director for research at Amnesty International.
I think it's quite clear, and in fact I don't think Australian government tried very hard to hide it, that essentially they're making example of these people to prevent further arrivals by boat.
A spokeswoman for Australia's Department of Immigration and Border Protection said it hadn't been consulted by Amnesty International about its report. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The head of the Council of Europe, the continent's top human rights organization, arrived in Turkey Wednesday for talks with that country's leadership and opposition officials, the first high-ranking European official to do so after the attempted July 15th coup there. Thorbjorn Jagland was to meet with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, the Ministers of Foreign Affairs and Justice, and the heads of opposition parties during his visit to Turkey. Erdogan has blasted Western allies for what he says is a lack of clear support for the government in the wake of the failed coup, which killed more than 270 people. On Wednesday, he accused the West of siding with terrorism and noted no European leaders had visited Turkey to express support after the coup. While governments have denounced the coup attempt, they have also expressed concerns about the crackdown on opposition supporters in Turkey since that time. The Olympic torch arrived by boat in Rio de Janeiro Wednesday, all part of its 90-day relay around the country ahead of the Olympic Games set to begin Friday. A yacht steered by seven Brazilian Olympic sailors made the one-hour journey from the town of Niterói to an historic Rio naval base where sailors Torben and Lars Grail presented the torch to the mayor, Eduardo Paes. The torch will travel through Rio for 3 days, visiting underprivileged suburbs, beaches, and finally, the famous Christ the Redeemer statue on Friday before arriving in Maracana Stadium to begin the 2016 Olympic Games. The flame arrived in the capital, Brasilia, in early May from Greece, where the Olympic Games originated. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.